Today it's March 26th, and we're on lockdown in Shawnee County, Topeka, Kansas. We've got three cases, and they're expecting to have 400 by the end of the weekend. And as a retired physician, I understand when people talk about like the need for respirators and this and that. Respirators are very complicated to manage. There are only a certain small percentage of doctors who know how to do that. You have to be intubated by an anesthesiologist or somebody skilled to do that, and the settings. And I think that we're just in a situation where, like we talk about in AA, it's going to be what it's going to be, and all we can do is the best we can to protect ourselves and follow the recommendations and be careful. But the virus is here to stay, and I'm sure I'm going to get exposed to it at some point. I'm going to be 70 years old, and I'll do the best I can, and etc. We're doing meetings online. If you go to the site on Thoughts on Recovery, and it'll say meetings online, it'll show you if you click on the thought to read more or go to, and click on it, it shows you the numbers you need to dial in. And we had one Sunday night, we had last night, it was neat to see there were several people who were out of the Topeka area who've been listening for a while and appreciate the information that I try to provide, God tries to provide through me. I don't take any credit for any of this. It's God's will for me, and I'm just glad he gave me the ability to do it and help someone. And then they can help someone else, and that's how we do God's will. But anyway, we'll have one Saturday morning. That'll probably be done by the time this is published, but on Saturday we're going to do Vision for You. But I can't record the Zoom meetings because my computer microphone is scratchy, so I have to use my phone. And if I use my phone and I record off the phone, then they can't hear me. So I'm going to do some podcasts, but everything you could ever want is on the site. There are 400 podcasts, all the steps. Carry with this message, steps we took, drop the rock, all sorts of topics. And so that would be available. We have a lot of Zoom meetings going on now in Topeka, and I'm sure you do in the rest of the country and the world. Today I'm going to do a thought on recovery. I'm going to cover thought on recovery number 3, recovered alcoholic. What does that mean? And I wrote this thought several years ago, and I did a meeting on it, the last meeting we did, and something happened with the file, so we couldn't download it to the site. So I'm just going to roll with this and see what comes and see if it's helpful. If not, I apologize. I started out the thought. I was in a meeting years ago. This was about 15 years ago. I had started a big book study about 2005. And I did that. I started in my house because I wanted to learn the big book. And there were very few meetings in Topeka. And so we met in my house, and then eventually got a place in the church. One of my patients was the church secretary, and we moved it there. And we started reading the book. And the problem I had was that no one had really studied it. We would read it and we would comment on it, but I didn't understand the spiritual message of the book till I listened to Joe and Charlie. And it was like, wow. And so I've tried to incorporate that in the way I do these meetings, going it through it line by line, thought by thought. What does it mean? How do we apply it? At a meeting, one of the first meetings there, a guy brought his wife, and he said he was a recovered alcoholic. It was the first time I heard anybody say that. And I thought, well, he's bragging or arrogant. You know, who is he to say he's recovered? And we all looked at each other because I didn't understand. We had read the book, but we didn't see it. And this is before I found Charlie, joined Charlie and worked the steps out of the big book and began my intense study of the book, which is still continuing. As many of you know, and I've mentioned the last few years, I've really gotten into the New Testament, and that has really opened up more of the big book to me and more of the 12 steps by studying the scriptures. And it says in the big book that we will may return and find, and I was raised Jewish, and how I ended up listening to Romans chapter 12, verse 1 this morning at age 69 when I was bar mitzvahed at 13. It's just God had a plan for me, and I'm doing an AA podcast. Who would have thought? But I'm glad it worked out the way it did. It says in the original book published in 1939, we've covered that. On the back cover, if you have one of those, it says the story of how more than 100 men have recovered from alcoholism. And then they added women, because they had their first woman right before the book was published. And so they used the word recovered. And on the inside flap, it says many could recover. This is their expression to the world, if they had the opportunity that we have enjoyed. So what was the opportunity that they had enjoyed? They had worked the steps together, the spiritual program together. They were God seekers together. And that's why they used the term fellowship of the Spirit. And they did quiet time together and meditation. And they had no big book. And so they studied scriptures, especially First Corinthians chapter 13 on love, the book of James, the Sermon on the Mount. They had a lot of spiritual books on meditation, Oswald Chambers, God Calling by A.J. Russell. They would read these together, and they would read verses, especially in the book of James, and they would meditate on it, and then they would write down what they had gotten from their meditation, then they would share it. And the opportunity they enjoyed together to, what did they really achieve? They had achieved a power greater than themselves that was working in their lives and gave them a power so they didn't have to drink anymore. And they also had a power in their lives so they could have a life that was happy and usefully whole. Then the forward to the first edition, the first line written in the big book states, we of Alcoholics Anonymous are more than 100 men and women who have recovered from a seemingly hopeless state of mind and body. So what did they actually recover from? They recovered from a hopeless state of mind and body. It wasn't hopeless anymore. It seemed hopeless, but when they recovered, they didn't have a hopeless state of mind and body. So I'm recovered today if I don't consider I have a hopeless state of mind and body. My mind isn't dominated by the obsession to drink or use, and my mind isn't obsessed with me all the time anymore. It's a God-centered focus of my life. My body was hopeless because if I put anything in it, I couldn't stop drinking or using. And so I don't have that situation in the body today and my mind. So that's what they had recovered from. And so what is the hopeless condition, mind and body? We talk about it a lot when we come in here. I have no power to control how much I drink, and I don't have the power choice of my mind to choose not to drink. And I could not stop doing what I didn't want to do. So recovered is when you're able to stop doing what you don't want to do. And you achieve that from God. So I'll say it again. When I was not recovered, I didn't have the power to not do what I didn't want to do. And when I'm recovered, I have a power today, so I don't have to do what I don't want to do. And the thing that I try to emphasize to new people is that's not knowledge of self-knowledge. That's not getting smarter. That's getting a power in my life that gives me the power of choice. And the very next statement is in bold print: to show other alcoholics precisely how I've recovered is the main purpose of this book. So, and I mentioned, I did a podcast on the AA, the Circle and Triangle in AA Today, and I mentioned that we talk about Big Book, but we should really call it Alcoholics Anonymous and tell the new person, you need to read Alcoholics Anonymous, because the Alcoholics Anonymous is the book, is the precise instructions, is the treasure map to God, the 12 steps. Now, we make it into a fellowship, and that's great, but we really have to emphasize that the book is really called Alcoholics Anonymous. It has precise instructions on directions on what they did and are doing. And so you don't want to be in recovering. You want to be recovered. You want to have done it. You want to be doing it. If you've done it and are doing it, you're not recovering. You've recovered because you don't have a hopeless state of mind and body today. So a lot of people say, I'm a grateful recovering alcoholic, and I understand what they're saying, but we don't want to be recovering. We want to be recovered. And it's not bragging or being arrogant. It reflects my spiritual condition at this time. And so what is your spiritual condition at this time? So I wrote, what does it mean when they say they were recovered? And these were my thoughts. It states on page 85, remember in the, and that's in step 10, and that's after the 10-step promises, where it says, on the bottom of 84, we cease fighting everybody and everything. Why? Because we're practicing love and tolerance as our code of living. And it says we will recoil from alcohol, and we have a power when we're in fit spiritual condition that we can have a power that we are able to not do what we don't want to do. So it says we're cured. We're not cured of alcoholism. A cure, like for diabetes, would mean if you got your normal pancreas back and your normal insulin. Cured would mean that we would remove all the cancer. There's none left in your body, and it's not going to regrow. We can't do that with AA. What we have is a daily reprieve, which means stay of execution, contingent on the maintenance of our spiritual condition. Now, a lot of people say, well, I'm just going to maintain. Well, you don't want to maintain an unfit spiritual condition. That won't help you. You want to maintain a fit spiritual condition. So to maintain a fit spiritual condition, you have to practice and exercise your spiritual condition all the time. And isn't that what we talk about? Understanding and growing in effectiveness of the world of the spirit. In the paragraph before that, I had listened to speakers, and you know, I might say everything I say, I've heard from other people. I don't know that I have any original thoughts. Just God, I think, gave me a good mind to be able to put some of this together, and it's helped me a lot. So it says we're not cured, we have a daily reprieve, and the paragraph before it says the promises, I call them the 10-step promises, which we don't read at any meeting. We read the 9-step promises, and I talked about last night at the Zoom meeting that the 9-step promises are really not the 9-step promises. I believe they're the world of the spirit promises. If I'm in the world of the spirit with God, the promises are true. If I'm not in the world of the spirit, I'm back in Michael's world, those promises aren't going to come true today. And the promises are things that you just get from your relationship with God, that they're given to you automatically. You have serenity and peace if you're with God. You're not with God, Katie barred the door. And it says, I'm no longer fighting anything or anyone, and I see that the reason I'm not is because I have a code of living that's love and tolerance. And I went through last night, love is the definition. Look, if you have a Bible and you're interested, look at 1 Corinthians 13, and it has all the qualities of love. And if you have those qualities, you're connected to God. and you're being the person that God created. And it says, sanity is returned to me. I can see the truth about alcohol. It's been given to me. I didn't get smart and could see it. It's been given to me. It says, I'm no longer, if tempted, I recoil from a hot flame. And remember on page 24, they described that their real problem centers in my mind. And that we keep putting our hand, we're like the person who keeps putting their hand in a hot flame. That's insane. And I react sanely and normally to alcohol. And I also can react sanely and normally to situations that arise in my life. I don't have to be full of fear. I don't have to be disturbed or angry. Now, I may start that way, but I have tools now in step 10 by doing what's in paragraph on page 84, that I don't have to be that way. I can react sanely and normally to any situation. If I'm not reacting sanely and normally to any situation, could be coronavirus, losing your job, getting sick, whatever, then I'm not in fit spiritual condition. I'm not in the world of the spirit. I'm not connected to God. And it says this new attitude to alcohol and also to life has been given to me by my relationship with God and access to God's power. And when I have this new relationship with God and access to God's power, then I'm in a position of neutrality, safe and protected, not only from the obsession to drink, but safe and protected from my sick mind and my thinking. Because remember, S-H-I-T, simply how I think. That's my problem. And it says the problem has been removed. But there are conditions. I only react this way if I'm in fit spiritual condition. And I haven't heard of any meeting where they read that line. So the key in AA is to get into fit spiritual condition and stay there. Because remember, it says on page 77, my real purpose is not just to put my life in order, but to be fit to maximally serve God and others. And how do I get fit? I'm constantly inventorying, praying, and meditating, and living on pages 84 to 88. And that's really worked for me. So, and some days I do it better than others, and some days I don't do it at all, but I really don't like to be disturbed anymore. I don't enjoy fear. I don't want to be angry, and I really try to use the spiritual tools right away to get back on the beam. And some days I do better than others, but that's my goal every day. And it says this new attitude, I went through that, the state has placed me in neutrality, safe and protected. I don't have to act on my thoughts anymore. The problem has been removed and fit spiritual condition. So how do I stay in fit spiritual condition? Page 84, that one paragraph, watch, ask, discuss, amends and turn, right after the promises. You do that, that's how you stay in fit spiritual condition. Then at night you inventory on page 86 how well you did. You ask God's forgiveness and further directions. You ask God all day long through the day, the prayers, the meditations on page 86 to 88, and you pause when you're agitated or doubtful, and you pause and let God come into your mind and ask for the right thought or action. On page 81, it says, on 101, it states an alcoholic who cannot be around alcohol still has an alcoholic mind. And remember, Dr. Young told Roland Hazard that he had the mind of a chronic alcoholic, and he had not seen a single case recover where this state of mind existed as it did in him. So you could say a recovered alcoholic is one where you don't have an alcoholic mind. You can be around alcohol. You're not going to be threatened if someone's having a drink in front of you. You don't need to be safe and protected and locked away from any thoughts of booze. You can watch TV. You can watch the Bud Light commercials. But Dr. Young told Roland, because Roland said, are there no exceptions? And he said there were exceptions where alcohol had vital spiritual experience. And it says on page 24, an alcoholic is without defense against the first drink. Now, what does that mean? It means I have no defense on my own ever, And it doesn't say the recovered alcoholic. It doesn't say the drinking alcoholic. An alcoholic by himself without God has no defense against the first drink. And they emphasize that on page 43. Once again, our defense must come from a higher power. And then they talk about we agnostics, God, and then they have the spiritual program of recovery. And the big book on page 23 states that if alcoholic did not take the first drink, his allergy to the body would be triggered, would not be triggered. Therefore, the problem of the alcoholic settles in the mind, not the body. So the to be recovered means when you don't have the mind of a chronic alcoholic, you have a power that will put keep you safe and protected. You will have a defense against the first drink. You will recoil. You have a power working in your life. You don't have a seemingly hopeless condition of mind and body today. It says the recovery promises that I read about take place after you've entered the world of the Spirit. This means you're living in the now with God, and we do it better some days than others, but that's where we want to be. I want to be with God. How do I know I'm not with God? I'm disturbed, I'm fearful, judgmental, intolerant. I'm back in my self-centered character. And so all day long, it's a process. Am I with God? Am I not? Am I feeling okay and peace, or am I disturbed? So steps 4 to 9, you've worked those to the best of your ability. And the key is you now have spiritual tools in your spiritual toolkit that you can pull out all day long in step 10 and use those spiritual tools to get back on the beam. If you haven't done 4 through 9, you don't understand 6 and 7. You're not doing 6 and 7 every day. You haven't looked at step 4 of your blockages. You can't do that. And so the promise is, on page 83, are starting to come true, and they stay true to the extent that you're in the world of the Spirit. Now, when I came into AA, I was in Michael's world, not a pretty place. I was playing God. I was the center of universe. I was the narcissistic, egocentric core. It's not pretty. And I made decisions based on self that caused me to be harmed. And then I admitted defeat to that. And steps 1 through 3, I decide I'm getting out of that world. I don't want to live in that world anymore. But 4 through 9 brought me into this new world of the Spirit. And now I have tools, and the extent that I use them, I can stay in the world. And the world of the Spirit is like walking in the light. You could be far away from God, but still be in God's light. But I don't want to walk in the darkness anymore. And I don't want to get there. So I continue to stay close to the light. I wrote, step 10 is where I practice a daily inventory to stay recovered in the world of the Spirit. Recovered is to be in fit spiritual condition, so I react sanely and normally to alcohol and to situations. Somebody said acceptance is the answer to all my problems. Accepting the situation as it is, and then asking God, how do I react to it? And the closer I'm to God, the more fit my spiritual condition, the more I will be able to take the proper actions to react. Isn't that what the serenity prayer is? Pausing. God, give me the serenity, the peace, so that I can have you come in, and then I can decide what I need to accept and change. So fit spiritual condition, I wrote, is contingent on my seeking God's direction and power all the time, every moment. I can have a great day today and be a miserable mess tomorrow. And if I don't seek God's power and direction all the time, I can get further away and I may get into the darkness. And when I'm in the darkness, I have a hopeless condition of mind and body, and I could drink again. I don't want to do that. So step 10 is where I practice getting back to God, the now, when I begin to get into self-will. If when awakening I ask God to direct my thinking, which I do, I watch with God all day when I get back in the self, that's the instructions. Ask God at once to remove my selfishness, dishonesty, resentment, and fear. Ask Him constantly to remove that self-will, then I'll be recovered. Therefore, being recovered depends on what I do each day to establish and maintain my relationship with God. Just the seeking and being aware with God. And when I inventory at night, I assess where I fell off the beam, what I should have done instead, and ask His forgiveness and what corrective measures should be taken. If I live in steps 10, 11, I really believe this and practice the principles in all my affairs to the best I can with God's help, then I will be recovered and I will have a peace and I will have a useful life. And all I wanted when I came to AA was a day of sober day of peace, of peace. And to me, just being okay is the best I can really achieve. If I'm just okay right now and I'm not disturbed by anything, to me, that's the greatest thing I can achieve. And I tried to achieve that with drugs and alcohol, but you know, we could never get there. We were okay for a while, but I want to be okay. I just want to be at peace. When I'm at peace, then I can be helpful to others. If I'm disturbed, I can't. And so recovered is a fragile state for me. It requires daily action, because to be recovered means for me, I'm in the now with God. And I wrote, or seek him always, and let God discipline me whenever I get away. It says at the page 88, this is how God disciplines us. We don't feel good when I'm away from God. And then I have the spiritual kit of tools to get back on the beam. And so recovered is a fragile condition, but it, as you keep doing it, you're further closer to God. You're further away from the darkness. I wrote an alcoholic mind. I wrote some notes here. How does a vital spiritual experience treat alcoholism, and what does it look like? And you can look at page 27 in the appendix on the spiritual experience. It's a complete change in a whole attitude and outlook on life. We're moving away from what Michael wants matters to what God wants matters. And so it's a process. And I wrote, the promises come and go depending on whether I'm in fit spiritual condition or not. They will always materialize when I do the work to get back in the now with God. So it says they will always materialize if we work for them. You don't work and get the promises and get a certificate on the wall. You have to do the work all the time for the promises to come true. So unfortunately, or fortunately, we have a continuous process of recovery that we need to do all the time. And I can't take a day off. I don't want to take a day off. And so I hope this was helpful. You can read the thought on the site. And if you just listen to the podcast and you've never actually gone on the site, experiencethebigbook.org, there are resources. If you go to menu, there are resources where I have a lot of PDFs on. And then I have the 77 thoughts, and we have 400 podcasts. So I hope in this time where people are isolated, it'll be helpful to someone out there. Everybody have a great, safe day. Be careful. Follow the instructions. Take care of yourselves and your loved ones. Thank you very much.